Welcome to the show. Come in. Sit down. Take a load off.
Boo. Sorry.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Bye. All right, little follow-ups today on today's show. We got organic and not organic. When to be organic, when not to be organic. And show and tell. So join us for all that.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
All
got,
right.
Got my fingers going.
So what's show and tell? What do you got?
I got it. I got yours.
Oh, yay.
I got yours from the other day, from before the Marmot ruined everybody's day yesterday.
Yeah.
We got this.
First grade in the second grade. First aid in the second grade. First aid in the second grade. You can buy a zoo with all the Dr. Bills he paid.
You could buy a zoo with all the Dr. Bill he paid.
Because he got hurt every year.
You could buy a zoo.
A zoo with all the Dr. Bills he paid.
Because he hurt himself on the first day of school.
That's what the VeggieTales were singing in the van before they got stuck at that weird seafood restaurant.
But that was cool.
Now, Billy Joe McGuffey was a really naughty kid. On the third day, I'll tell you what he did. He fell out of a fishing boat, splashing to the sea. Landed on a mooring, he was bit on the knee.
I don't know.
In the third grade.
There you have it.
On the third day of the third
he crashed
grade.
Into the sea and Baba Zubedadabasidabadadabada.
If everybody was singing the same song, it would help.
Da 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 da.
Hey, did I tell you I have an intern?
Uh-huh.
I don't have an intern. Chris has agreed to help me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not call him an intern because that implies I'm paying somebody else and I'm not.
Yeah.
So
doesn't pay me.
It's just a bunch of people doing stuff for free, just like me. So anyway, he's helping us out with this and so he went through and listened to all these and everything and sent them to me and told me what they were, but I got no way of knowing what he just listened to them and he gave what day it was, and he said that there was, and then he gave like a little synopsis. Alvin asks the questions, what this one says, okay?
Who's Alvin?
He's a new guy. He's been listening to us for a while, but he's a new guy on the ministry site.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, I don't say he's a new guy. I'm sure he's been around for a while. His mama thinks he's a new guy, but I'm just saying. So,
is he a chipmunk?
No, we're squirrels, baby.
Yeah, but chipmunk, I mean, that fits in with the whole...
We're all squirrels except for one raccoon and one marmot.
Well, see, we can have a chipmunk.
Okay.
We have a marmot, a raccoon, and a chipmunk.
So you're making Alvin a chipmunk?
I am.
Isn't that a little trite?
No.
Okay.
Not in my world.
All right. Well, we'll stick with your world. I like your world.
Okay.
So anyway, he asks a question, but
I don't have to be sarcastic and trite in my world.
There are two voicemails today.
Voicemails?
Right? Yeah, and I don't know which is which. See, we got a miscommunication problem between me and
Chris. Okay, well,
why
don't you fix that instead of airing it on the air?
Because
why don't you
I'm explaining
communicate
because I got two,
with
but I don't know which
intern.
One I'm playing. I don't know which one I'm
playing. I thought we're not doing.
Yeah, we got to do
listeners.
This. Oh, we got to do.
You didn't say we were doing listeners
today.
Well,
if we don't, then we're not going to get any of them done, and they're going to stack up on us and be like a big moldy pile in the corner. People are starting to like.
I have bleach for that. It's okay.
Saying you did not call in, you didn't play in, and the more you don't like me anymore.
Is that what people are going to say?
Yes, that's what
really?
They say. You don't like me anymore.
Okay.
But I don't know if I like Alvin or not. But we're going to listen to him now.
Okay,
and then I'll tell you if I like him or not.
Go.
Hi, Brad, Faith, it's Winston, and I just have to say I was shocked.
Okay, this isn't Alvin?
That's Winston. Who's Winston?
Winston Churchill?
Who's Winston?
Winston's another guy.
He's not Alvin.
No, that's not Alvin.
But Alvin's still a chipmunk.
Okay, Chris, you're fired! Sorry. No, just kidding. Just kidding, please. Don't go away, please. I need you. I need you. We got to work out our kinks. We got to iron out some
yeah, okay.
Kinks.
So who are we talking to? Winston.
Winston. He's also on the board thingy.
Oh, I don't know any of these people.
Well, he's on the social site. You never go over there.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Brad, Faith. It's Winston, and I just have to say I was shocked, absolutely shocked. The two of you are evangelical free radicals. I mean, isn't a free radical an electron that's not tied to neutrons or anything? Anyway, I myself was raised Southern Baptist, converted to General Baptist, and then Assembly of God, then to Methodism and
see, here's the problem.
Methodism. How do you go from Southern Baptist to Methodist?
This is the problem. This is the problem. See, we are evangelical free radicals, and we don't change. We're always free radicals. If we go to the Methodist church, we're still a free radical. If we go to the Church of Christ church, we're still a free radical. If we go to the Baptist church or the Catholic church or the Mormon church, we are still evangelical free radicals. This guy switches boats, horses midstream all the time.
Okay. Well, let him finish his sentence.
Changes churches like people change channels around here.
At least you.
I've gone to one church my entire life.
I know.
I mean, I've been to other churches a lot, but I've been a member of one church my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad situation. Okay, Meemaw. Meemaw's been to more than one. She's
no,
been a member
because
of more
you,
than one.
You did Meemaw's thing.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Winston was talking. Sorry, Winston.
To General Baptism, and then was a Pentecostal for a while. And
went from Methodist to Pentecostal?
A Methodist church where I'm practicing Calvinism. So,
You, sir, have problems! You know what you are? You're a schizophrenicism.
It's a freaking ism.
He's a schizophrenicist. He's a spiritual schizophrenicist. I don't agree with Calvinism, by the way. This will spark some interesting conversation with me and Winston. I don't agree in Calvinism.
You studied Calvinism quite a bit because you thought you
Calvinism.
Did agree.
I was on board with them, and then they went too far.
Yep. And then you said enough.
And I started going down the tulip thing, and I was like, okay, well, total depravity. Okay. And then unlimited atonement or unlimited whatever. Unlimited whatever. I was like, all right. And then it was limited atonement. Jesus only died for the people he's going to save. Okay. And then it got to, that's the U, isn't it? Irresistible grace. No, that's the
I. That's I.
Irresistible grace. And
you're talking about a guy who doesn't know how to spell.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell, but all I know is that there are too many passages in the Bible about rejection. I mean, tulip makes sense. Uh-huh. I'm not saying the Calvinists don't make sense. It's a great philosophy because it really makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
It's just not what's in the Bible.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because if you look at irresistible grace, I mean, I believe in God's sovereignty, but hey, there's too many verses in the Bible about rejection and warning you against rejection and what happens if you do reject to not say that you can't reject.
Yeah.
Okay? The one thing that we can do is surrender. Okay? We don't even have the faith to believe, but we do have the choice of surrendering, or if you want to look at it as a choice. It's really an anti-choice because we're not doing something. We're not doing something.
Right.
But you know, you try to fit God into your little tulip box, and it don't fit.
Mm, okay, can Winston talk now?
No, this is my show. I'll say sure. He can call back in and debate me.
It's our show.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course, it's our show.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it is. It is the Brad and Faith and Chaz show.
Uh huh. But everybody knows thinks it's his.
No, this show.
Chaz knows.
No,
I know.
Doesn't.
We all
I have never
know.
Said that.
Brad thinks it's his show.
I have never said that.
Shh, don't tell him. He gets very upset.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I couldn't. And second of all, I wouldn't do this show by myself.
I didn't say you had to do it by yourself. I just said it's your show.
It's not my show. It's
Can
God's
we play?
Show.
Yes, it's God's show. That yes. It's not what we mean when we say that. Can we please listen to the caller, please?
Who?
The caller, Winston.
Who's Winston? Oh, yeah, the spiritual schizophrenicist.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the car. I don't remember her name. Shucks. What? Oh, well.
Oh, Faith. I think she was talking about you.
The car.
Welcome to the car. You're in his car.
Oh.
I don't know.
It was Renata. Sorry, Renata. Welcome to the forums.
Bye. See, there you go, Renata.
Oh, Renata. That wasn't Faith. She was, hey, we saying welcome to the forums. I thought you said welcome to the car.
It's a car, Renata.
Oh, welcome to the car. I get it. Oh, that was all he wanted to say.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
You see, you play it, but then you don't really
then
play
I rake,
it.
I rake yeah. the coals. And,
he's yeah. got another one?
No, that was it.
You said he had two calls. You
that
didn't
was
know.
The second call. It was Renata.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. That was okay. The entire second call.
That was it. Okay. Anything else?
But my helper said that was Alvin. It wasn't Alvin. It was Winston.
It was Winston.
That's all.
Okay.
So sorry, Alvin. Yeah, if you called in, maybe you're tomorrow. I don't know. I'm just reading what wrote here. So if you didn't call in, shame on you. Call in. What's wrong with you? Should we get the number out?
Okay.
You want to give the number?
I don't
have the number
is.
In front of me, so I'll get it later.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll do Ruth Ann, and then we'll get on with what we had to talk about.
To you all today. This is Bonita Dia with your verses for today. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
peace. Okay. I'm going to have to. Just the popping last week, and then come on. Now. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. Let's try it again. I'm sorry.
Faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law. I found an interesting saying that goes with these verses. Meekness isn't weakness. Meekness is gentleness, power under control. We are to be meek in this world, but that does not mean we are to cower in a corner somewhere, shaking, allowing people to steamroll over us. Our society equates meekness with cowardice. It is the exact opposite. Being meek is having the patience and strength to submit to the will of the Lord. Moses was called by God as the meekest man of his time. He never allowed himself to think that he was greater than God, and therefore quietly sought the Lord's will for his life. Meekness is rooted in the Lord, therefore we must pursue it by being receptive to the word of God and asking the Holy Spirit to enable us to produce it. So, mi hermanos y hermanos en Cristo hoy día, begin to pursue the virtue of meekness in your life. It will make you a more powerful Christian. Now back to the joy of listening to Brad and Faith.
Oh, thank you.
That is so sweet.
Hey, that's good. I like what she said there.
That's very good.
That was a really good one about meekness and all. I have onion hands. Oh, I hate that.
You shouldn't
have chopped onions for supper and I have onion hands now.
I'm sorry. I chopped the green and red peppers.
Smell. Oof.
We had Denver omelets.
Oh, they were good.
Yeah, they were. Very good.
Oh, boy, they were good. Oh, yeah.
You know what?
What?
Because, that's see, loud. I normally just make an omelet, just toss everything in there like
uh-huh.
I want to.
Uh-huh.
I just do it. Well, so I thought, I'm going to see if the cookbook says how to make an omelet. You never know. You never know. Maybe
they
different.
Might know
they might. They
about.
Might have a good trick. I don't know. Well, so they, instead of milk, they added water to the egg. And then they sauteed the vegetables with basil and salt and pepper. And the basil's what did the trick.
Ah, the basil.
And Brad normally adds all the vegetables in with the eggs when they're still raw. I mean, he dumps it all in the pan together. Or actually mixes it in a bowl together and then dumps it in and cooks it all together.
Yeah.
But they saute the vegetables separate. And then you take them out and you do the egg. And then you flip it over and then you put the cheese and the vegetables in there. And it was much better, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
See?
I was very
there
impressed.
There you have it. But now he has onion hands.
But now I'm,
and I made poppy seed muffins.
Oh,
they were so
gross.
Yummy. Were they not good?
Oh, the poppy seed muffins were good. Because now if I take a test,
I'm going to fail a drug test.
I'm going to have a heroin. Yeah, it's going to be heroin addiction.
Is it heroin?
Yeah, it's opium. That's what it is. Poppy seed opium. Yeah. Makes you test positive for opium. That's why I feel so good right now.
Yeah, okay. There was so much poppy seed in there.
All right, my turn for show and tell. My turn for show and tell.
You already did your show and tell.
No, you did your show and tell.
Oh, okay.
My turn to do show and tell.
Okay.
Lori's got a pig on her head. Lori's got a pig on her head. Lori's got a pig on her head. She keeps it there all day.
Yeah.
Oink, oink. Oink, oink.
Oink, 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 oink.
My dad has got a cow on his head. My dad has got a cow on his head. My
dad has got a cow on his head and he keeps it there all day.
Everybody!
What does it say?
Moo!
Moo!
Sorry.
A boy from a dairy farm.
I'm a little too realistic.
You can't ever take it out of him.
It won't pause. It just starts over.
Lori's got
a pig on her head. I was trying to pause it and it just kept starting over. Anyway, there's my show and tell.
Okay, that you've got a cow on your head?
My cow's a little too realistic.
Yeah, it really is. He spent many, many years in the dairy barn.
Perfecting
his cow moo.
I spent years like my dad crack up doing a cow thing in the living room. Yeah.
Because it was so perfect.
Yeah, that whole crying business. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Why were they crying?
Well, that's usually the noise they make after you've taken the calf away from them.
Oh.
And they're wandering around in the pasture.
And they don't know what
calf.
To do.
Yes.
They're sad.
Yes.
Because they're missing their calf.
Yes.
Why did you take the calf away from them? That's not very nice.
So that we could milk them. And take the calf and make beef jerky and stuff. But it depends. If it was a boy, then it goes to the meat market. If it's a girl, it usually goes and gets raised.
And didn't you raise it? Why couldn't she stay with the mother?
Some of them we raise. Because we're milking the mother.
Oh, because she would have milked the mother instead of you.
Exactly.
So now, then you had to feed the baby with a bottle, then the calf.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And you kept the calves separate.
Yes.
And fed them until they were big enough to.
Yes.
And so how did she sound?
I'm not doing it again. It hurts my throat.
I want to hear it. Come on.
Well, it's just it's a spontaneous thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
you gotta play the song first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go. Brad's got a cow on his head. Brad's got a cow on his head. Brad's got a cow on his head, and he leaves it there all day.
Hello, everybody.
Brad's got a cow on his head.
There you go. That's the way a cow sounds.
I wish you could have the video of that.
You ought to really see it when I stick my tongue out and put my tongue up my nose like a cow does. Now that is cool. All right.
So, ew.
What?
You said we were going to talk about organic stuff today. We don't have time. We're done.
What? We don't have time for organic? We have organic or not organic? Oh.
You had organic cows.
I wasted too much time on onion hands, didn't I?
No, you wasted too much time berating poor Chris.
Winston?
Chris, your helper.
Oh. I berated Winston and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Poor people.
Man, I must be grouchy.
They call it.
You know what? It's onion hands.
Beat them up.
Onion hands make me grouchy.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Go
I figured
wash
it out.
Your hands.
All right. I wash my hands and I'll apologize to Winston and Chris.
Okay, do that right now.
What?
Apologize.
It's not Chris. It's Dan.
You called him Chris.
Did not?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Back up the show. You called him Chris.
I called him Chris.
Yes.
It's Dan from New Zealand.
You said Dan in the beginning, but then you said Chris, and I thought, oh, maybe he said the wrong name, and so I went with Chris. That's what you said.
Oh, poo. Now he is going to quit.
You're not a very good boss.
I'm not. No, I suck at it. I suck at being a boss.
A Pentecostal Methodist Southern Baptist, General Baptist.
Calvinist.
Assembly of God, Calvinist.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty much you can't do anything.
Mm-mm.
No. Can't do nothing.
I mean, but he did land in Methodist, so at least they can drink and dance.
No, can't drink and dance because he's Baptist.
Yeah, but he's not no longer Baptist.
Still, Methodist. He can't do it. He can't betray his Baptist brothers. Plus,
says
he's Calvinist.
Who?
Plus, you know what else? Plus, he's Calvinist, so it doesn't matter anyway. It's all predetermined.
That's true. Doesn't make any difference.
So if he does take a drink.
So what did we say? What was John Bon Jovi said?
It's predetermined by God that he did it.
Remember the song, It Didn't Matter What You Do?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if we're going to make it
what you got
anyway.
If you're going to make it or not.
Yeah.
You got each other.
So you think Bon Jovi is Calvinist?
That's a lot for... What?
You think Bon Jovi's Calvinist?
I don't know.
Oh. Do you want me to dig out the song of Larry singing Bon Jovi?
No. Thank you, though.
You're going to hurt Larry's feelings.
I didn't mean it like that. I just meant
you
I
just
don't
want to hear me go on.
I don't want to care. You know, it's not Larry because Larry's perfectly fine. It's you.
Hey.
You can't. You go on and on and I'll hurt your feelings.
Thanks. Tomorrow we'll try to tackle organic.
Careful.
Whatever.
Bios con Dios.
two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.
Oh, I forgot to hit stop recording a while ago. So I think, let me see. Yep, still recording. How about that? Oh, well, you know, I guess that's the way it goes. I wonder if anybody actually is like still around listening. That would be interesting to know. How am I going to find that out? I know. I'll give you a secret password. And if you're still listening, then you can post the secret password. Now, if you post it, then everybody will know it. Oh, I know. Just post that you know it. There you go. And don't actually tell anybody. And then we'll find out for sure who listened and who didn't. I don't know. It's pretty lame, huh? Well, maybe you'll win some free bells lessons or flute lessons or clarinet lessons, or I don't teach any of that, but we can get somebody to Faith in the kitchen. She's getting a drink, and then we're gonna do another show. But anyway, I'm really sorry if hey, I washed my hands and they're much better now. But I'm really sorry, Dan, if I called you Chris. Apologize about that. I don't know what got into me there. I don't know why I was thinking of Chris. But anyway. And then Winston. I don't know why I gave Winston such a hard time. Well, I jumped all over the Calvinism. Just because I got so frustrated with Calvinism because I wanted to be Calvinistic. I really liked the idea of God's sovereignty and the whole study of God's sovereignty, which is basically what Calvinism is. Oh, wait. Faith's back. Hello, Faith.
Who are you talking to?
Anybody who's still listening, because I never hit stopped recording a while ago. So now if anybody who listened to the whole Roman Road and they're still around, now they're listening to us. I'm just waiting on you to get back and we'll start another show.
I'm putting dishes
Well, why don't you come back in here? We'll do another show.
I don't want to do it at the end of this one.
No, we won't do it at the end of this one. I'll stop this one and we'll do another one. Doesn't like a plan?
Okay.
We don't do it.
Like, I don't know if I trust you about this whole business.
What business?
I don't know. I put dishes away.
Well, we can go put dishes away together if that's what you code you want to use. Why are you looking at me that way?
Are you going to stop the show?
Yeah. I'll stop the show now. Okay. Bye, everybody. Oh, I never gave them the secret password. I told them I'd give them the secret password so they know. So I'd know that they listen to this part of the show.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's the secret password going to be?
Shakabuku.
Ooh. Okay. There you go.